I've been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7 years, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Yo, 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 y'all already know what it is. Black Success is in the building. Live's running late. We got the rest of the cast members here, and they're going to introduce themselves, tell you their energy, and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie. Feeling real good today.
It's Auntie Tanya. What's up, guys?
And like I said, Live's running late.
You might have to get slaps on the wrist when he comes
he's
here.
He's seen me with no shape up and shit. He ran to the barbershop to get his shit situated and all that. I'm looking crazy right now. Big news, big news, big news. Birthday flyer is definitely dropping next week. Next week. I know I'm early, but I want to put it out there early. So your Christmas present is my birthday flyer. You know what I mean? We're going to get that to y'all next week. But for right now, I know Tanya ready to get into her bag.
I can't believe he zoomed straight past my birthday talking about his birthday. I still can't get over this shit.
I told you, Live was a diva, man. She fucking, he fucked that whole package up. You know what I mean? But go ahead, Tanya, go give us what's going on this week. Gossip.
Okay. We still in that dark rabbit hole we went down. We just can't seem to come out of that rabbit hole. Let's talk about Nicki Minaj for like a little bit. Now, this week, earlier in the week, she posted a video of her new boo with a tattoo on his neck of her name. Nice. Onika on the neck. You know, real pretty, whatever. But what was interesting to me about that post, and then I went back into her page and noticed other posts. Almost every post she has with this man has all of the comments off. She has comments on for her selfie. She has comments on for her promo, for her work. But when it comes to this guy, the comments get turned off. And of course, more than likely is because people just have nasty things to say. And I spoke about this earlier and I'm like, I mean, love who you want to love and be with who you want to be with. But if your love, when you put it out there, is not, is it still has not been welcomed by the majority, you might want to look at that as a little red flag. If you can't even publicly share your love to the point where you can be free about it, people gonna say shit anyway, it doesn't matter. But if you have to, like, you have to turn your comments off just for the sake of peace, that is a red flag. That is a red flag.
Why? I'm just asking, because she had
the comments off of Meek?
No, and look what happened. Regardless, like, it's probably a situation, too, where she probably tired of hearing what people have to say. Like, she been through Meek, she been through Nas, you know what I mean? So
Nas' comments was on, too.
And, you know what I mean, when she first got with him, people were saying stuff, so she probably don't want to hear
but
it.
She never turned it off for either one of them. Even though people were talking shit then, it's a different conversation. It's one thing to change a boyfriend quickly, but then it's another thing when you take somebody new on and this person has such a crazy background that you have forgiven, yes, but you gotta to some extent consider the fact that you're not at peace. If you have to turn your comments off, you're not at peace.
You're a celebrity and your whole business is in the limelight. You're never gonna be at peace if you keep looking at certain things. Like I said, this man, it was a situation in the beginning where they were saying things about him already. So she probably don't want to deal with that. She probably don't want to see that. We never know how the situation is. I mean, the relationship could be a red flag. We don't know.
If I'm with somebody and I can't even be peaceful with them, like I'm not saying it's gonna all go to shit because she could be happy as ever, but that is definitely a red flag. If so many people are telling you like, sis, like what the fuck is you doing?
Mm-hmm.
If millions of people are like, just so you know, this is not kind of cool what you're doing. You might wanna give it a little bit of ear. Well, I'm not saying change your life.
A lot of people don't want to be judged for their past.
True.
A lot of people, when they enter new relationships, they say, don't judge me by my past. And Nikki is not judging him by his past, and many are. And I think that's where we have the dilemma.
Very true.
You know, I think that's where we're lying.
Very, very true.
But and so a lot of people are being hypocrites because a lot of people are judging him by his past. And, you know, if we were to do, if the shit was flipped and everyone else was being judged by their past and some of their poor decision making, then, you know, everyone would be like, oh shit, like, what are you doing? That's my, I'm a new person. I know my worth now. Like, he probably knows his worth now. You know what I mean? Not a sex offender anymore.
He's not a sex offender anymore. Who knows? He's not a sex offender anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, he changed his mind. He's not about that anymore.
He grew as a person. Yeah. He doesn't touch underage children anymore, underage girls anymore.
People grow, man.
I mean, he killed somebody, or he's accused of killing somebody. I mean, not for nothing, he did his time.
He did his time. You gotta, you know what I mean? You gotta let that rock. What else you got?
On a much lighter note, this weekend was, past couple of days, we had Duce Palooza and Jay-Z popped up.
Yeah.
You know, we had a nice little legendary picture. We had Fab, Meek, and Jay-Z in one picture, you know. I like that image personally. I think it represents a lot. It represents for me, it's like these are three guys that came from backgrounds like all of us and turned nothing into something, you know. So I like the picture. Most people I saw reposted only posted positive things about it. I was waiting for the negative Nancy's and Nathan's to pull up, but I noticed that not a lot of people did, and I'm pretty sure it's because, I mean, at least two of the three people in the picture right now are trying to do something good for the community. You know, Meek and Jay-Z are part of the prison reform that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure people are just taking up that positive energy and going with it. So had a nice little energy came up early in the week. But then, so for those of you who didn't know, we have the official release dates of two of Bujabantan's first. So Bujabantan's first set of concerts he's going to be having. They released the dates. He has one in Barbados and he has one in Jamaica. Jamaica's going to be the first one. Barbados is the second one. And not surprisingly, the LGBTQ community in Barbados has called for Bujabantan to publicly denounce his song Boom Bye Bye. Or else he cannot perform.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Let's not forget about 2 weeks ago, they called for Kevin Hart to denounce his jokes he made about 10 years ago. Boom Bye Bye is 20 years old. I have a lot of feelings about this. And I am nowhere near anti-gay. I am nowhere near against the community. Love who you want to love. But at what point do we
draw the line?
Yeah. At what point do we allow people to be who they are? First and foremost, Bujabantan is Rastafarian. Mm-hmm. It's against his religion.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he believes in. This is his belief to not promote homosexuality. Mm-hmm. Secondly, for those of you who didn't know, the reason that song was made was because there was a case where a grown man raped a little boy. That's why Boom Bye Bye was made. That's why he was angry in the song. That's why he was denouncing. It wasn't necessarily homosexuality as an idea, but it's kind of like, you're a grown man fucking a little boy. Mm-hmm. And it's already bad when you're fucking a little boy. It's a whole other level when you're fucking some... It's the same sex as you. It's not even like you touch a little girl, which is nowhere near right. Mm-hmm. But you add another layer to when you add the homosexuality into it. And that's where that song was written. So for him to come 20 years later to say, I'm sorry for saying I'm gonna put a fucking gun to somebody's head because you fucking raped a little boy. I wouldn't personally want him to say that.
And when do you exercise your right for freedom of speech?
That too.
And like, this is my opinion. And this was years ago. But why must I apologize for something that I'm not sorry for?
And then not for nothing, Bruja is not a person who spews hate. Like, if you listen to all of his music and the person who he is and you follow him for years and you are a fan, you know he's not a hateful person. Case in point, when the song Browning came out, my love, my car, my love, my bike, my love, my money mm-hmm. and ting. But most of all, my love, my Browning. Mm-hmm. I mean, when that song came out, it was a big song. But what happened was, women who were dark-skinned took issue to it. Why? It's in the Caribbean. We are, until this day, unfortunately, plagued with colorism. So it was kind of like he was promoting lighter-skinned girls or browner girls over dark girls. And what did Bujja do? It wasn't no official call or cry, but he saw the outrage and he saw how his music was taken and he saw how it was. And the person he is, what happened after? Stop cry, fiar black woman. Big up of the gallon with dark complexion. He came back and he honored darker skin too. He understood
now
that.
We all know what's in Tanya's. We know what she listened to going to work. You understand? Like. You know the words, all right, Tanya? I know a
I'm
few myself.
I'm just saying, like, let's not make this artist like he's somebody who spews hate. This is not somebody who promotes it.
Honestly, at this point, I feel like the LGBTQ community is bullying people. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's how I feel.
Any little fucking thing that they could dig up, hey, you said this back in 1600. Nah, we're not going for that.
And it's
getting disrespectful. And it's getting to the point where they want us to have a certain feeling about them, a negative, you know, emotion towards them for what they're really bringing to the fucking table. But
just so they could say, y'all bully.
And then worst of all, the worst part, the part that doesn't sit the best would be Hyla.
Hyla.
How are you? Hello.
Ladies, Lies in the building. Come back, tune in. Ladies, Lies back in the building.
The building.
Right there.
Y'all can now share the video because Lies here.
I'm sorry, man. I was driving past this orphanage. It was on fire and I had to save these kids.
Oh, wow. My God.
You're such a nice guy.
Tis the season.
I was going to be on the
Tis the season, Lies. Tis the motherfucking season. So just so you know, So let's bring you up to speed. Right now we're discussing the fact that the LGBTQ community of Barbados is calling for Bujja Banton to publicly denounce his song, Boom Bye Bye.
He just came home.
He's been home like 20 seconds, right? Hell yeah. The part that's the most unsettling to me is they're calling for somebody to denounce a body of work that's 20 years old. We can argue that he made this when he was a whole different person. That's just a fake argument. However, last week, and only last week, and only fucking last week, it became illegal to lynch in America. No exaggeration.
What do you mean? Like, is it law now?
It's official. Last week, it became illegal on black and white to lynch somebody. You could have lynched somebody and gotten the fuck away with it. Gay rights has been on and popping. They could have been getting married. They can do what they want. They have. Now we don't even have sexes on bathrooms, in schools. Anybody can use anything. You had the right to identify 4 years. But last week, somebody looked like any one of us at the table could have been lynched and somebody could have gotten off. Like, what is how do we value human rights? Somebody looking like Bujja Banton could have gotten lynched 2 weeks ago and somebody could have fucking gotten away with it. Like, what? Like nobody's calling for apologies for that shit? Anybody call for the apology for Trayvon Martin? Anybody call for the apology of Phelan Castro? Anybody call for the apology of Eric Garner? But we gotta apologize for saying, oh, I don't like what you do sexually.
And it's in the Bible. Jesus didn't like it neither.
There's a whole bunch of verses for that too. Like, it's like, why are you trying to, it's not you, but why force sexuality down people's throats? Like, we're at the point in time, people are way more accepting. Like, we're okay with this shit. But don't tell me because I don't accept your lifestyle, I'm a hateful person. You could love who you want, I could still not be, I could not be for homosexuality, and that's quite old fucking K.
Not in this world.
Apparently, it's an insult if a trans woman comes on to a man. The man says, "Yo, I don't want to be with you because you're really not a woman. You're a man, and I'm not attracted to you." And that could send people into topsy turvy. All of a sudden, it's a hate this and a hate that. It's not like let people have their choice. You have your beliefs. I have my beliefs. All right, but
so wait, real quick. What do you mean they want him to like?
He has to come out and apologize for making the song.
Bro, get the fuck out of here.
That was my reaction.
Boom, bye. Watch
the boy. Protesting us. We're not that big.
That's a song, boy.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Last, but
that's a fact.
Certainly. Last but certainly not least, y'all heard what happened in Puerto Rico this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B and her husband of 1 year and the father of her child are making amends quite happily. Amen. They were spotted.
Congrats. Shout out to them.
They were congrats. Spotted in Puerto Rico on a jet ski, living their best lives.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man.
I called it, man.
Show it to your woman job, man. Bring no flowers,
and,
man.
Like, my theory has been the same from day fucking one. We have witnessed the best Jedi mind trick since Beyonce and Jay-Z in that motherfucking elevator. I'm just saying. When that shit went off at the Met Gala, on the run tour, tickets were not going as they wanted it to. Solange threw a few punches. We never knew what happened. All of a sudden, ticket sales, boom. Jedi mind trick. You have people do things to keep relevant. She. This is the big. I don't know this if how it missed everybody, but the thing for me was this: trust patterns. Cardi B has openly vented time and time and time again about situations in her life. Her communication is good, but when she's upset, you know she's upset. Y'all see the rant she went on when she had a situation with Nicki Minaj. You see her live videos, but she's gonna come and give you a nice calm video about her cheating husband and a divorce. Like, I just want to say that me and my husband is my BFF and we're working on it, and it's going, like, that shit didn't fly. Like, what? No, if I believe y'all let that shit pass y'all the first time, I'm like, nah, this ain't right. Then we get Culture, and then we find out Offset's album is coming out, and the day his album comes out, he publicly apologizes to Cardi. And then 2 days later, he pops up on stage. And then the day Money video comes out, they back together. Y'all motherfuckers serious? Y'all were really going in. And that shit was so obvious. But shout out to them for amending their fake breakup. It was wonderful. We enjoyed it. It was entertaining. And shout out to the people who switched energies. Who suddenly forgot all the paragraphs they were paragraphing.
Oh my God.
The paragraphs disappear.
Cardi had so much PR. I was like, what the fuck? Who hired you? Who hired
Yo!
You?
Give her space.
Check your group chat. She ain't there.
I did. Give her her space.
Check your group
I
chat.
I still stand by that.
There.
Son. Trust patterns.
Bronx, man. This
trust
take way
patterns.
Bella got back with Lala too.
Oh, hello? Yes.
Yeah, come on, man.
I love that. Yeah, that slipped me. That was a
love
mixy, though.
Love come with forgiveness, man. It's a package deal. If you love someone, you got to forgive. You got to move on.
For better,
for
worse.
You got to keep trying until you can't try no more. And you got to start being a wife before you are a wife. You got to be a wife at the girlfriend stage so that you can get there. You know what I mean? But, Lock, you're here. You're back. Your car made it. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
What's going on? What are the topics for today? What are we talking about?
We're going to stay on this relationship shit. You know?
Okay. I'm okay with that, Lock.
Let's talk about sex and relationships.
Let's talk about it.
How often should you be having sex in a relationship?
Twice a week, bare minimum.
That's
a good number.
Nah, I don't know. That's not good.
If you're deep in the relationship.
7 days
like,
a week? Twice?
If you're deep in the relationship with two different schedules, things going on.
You're throwing different deciding factors.
Oh, okay.
Both working 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. No kids.
Oh, 3 to 4. Three to four, easy. Can't
nah,
do
take
5.
Three,
yeah, I'm not doing 5, my G. I need excitement. I need a day off. I can be excited about hitting you again. Like, I can't just ain't all day every day. Like, you know what I mean?
How important is sex in a relationship, though?
For me, it's it's very important. I mean, it's the engine, you know what I mean? You don't need the check engine light, you know, going off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep the check engine light off at all times. You know what I mean? So, yeah, sex is very important. It's not everything, but it's very important.
Give it a percentage in your relationship. What would you say? 80-20?
40.
40%. 40% of relationship?
Yeah, 40%.
Yes?
Definitely. Sex could be a cause of breaking up. Mm-hmm. People leave because they're not satisfied.
We're going to get to that.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
There you go, jumping the gun.
I got my sneakers on. Sometimes, I see. You jumped a little hurdle. Excuse me.
I see you moving
but
on
up. 40. You know 40? What I mean? 40 because, you know, other things, you know. And I think in the beginning of a relationship, it actually ends up being more. Ends up being 80. And then as the relationship goes on, mm-hmm. it decreases. That's science right there. And that's my little clip for the week.
Mm. You know what I mean? Ladies, how important is it? Mm? How important is sex?
To a relationship? Very important. Very, very, very important.
How many times a week is Cookie hitting the cookie?
Mind your business. What the fuck?
This is what we're here for. People want to know. You see people screenshotting your shit and send it.
Yo.
People want to know, son. They don't want to see happy people. Mm-hmm. You got time. You're hitting it every day.
I think 3 to 4 is a good number too, considering, you know, life happening, being tired, being frustrated, schedules not, you know, clashing the way it's supposed to clash. I think 3 to 4 is decent. But if you have, you know, you get to the week where you have one, it's nothing to be alarmed about. Just, you know, life happens. So. Mm.
I think you should have sex as much as you want to have sex. I don't really.
Why you always got to do that?
Because I don't really have any numbers.
On this shit, B?
I don't put numbers on things.
What's going to not make you satisfied? And you're in a relationship.
When I want to have sex and you don't. Like, if I always want to have sex and you don't always want to have sex, then that's not going to make me satisfied.
Say, I need to get dick down at least once a week, at least.
4 or 5.
All right, then. Just say it now. Why you couldn't say 4 or 5?
Because it might be 3 next week. Might
be
1 this week.
Motherfuckers with jobs.
That's not true.
There's no way you got a job and you hustling and you.
How? What's quickies?
Every week?
What's quickies?
4 to 5 is
doable. Oh, quickie? Oh, all right.
Like,
quickie,
what's a quickie?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't saying you got to go full throttle, like.
Okay.
I'm saying,
you can roll over.
I would give you 4. This is kisses, movie, or everything. I would give you. My number was full throttle.
Everybody, you can get like 3-4 throttles. Like, yeah, 3-4 throttles a week isn't bad.
I do not
when
do
you
my
got
lady,
when you got a bunch of stuff going
I'm
on.
I'm not having no pants on when I'm getting down. So socks off.
I don't have a quickie with no pants on.
I'm gonna go like once a week.
Why?
Because
you seem like that type of guy.
I'm
too.
Not extra sexual like that.
Yeah. You seem like that.
You know?
I don't like that.
For real, it's like I mean, as long as I know it's there, I'm not pressed about it.
Yeah,
we can do it once a while. You know, I'm not really
but that's
knocking the
said.
Door down, trying to. I'm more about the companionship. Like, you in the bed, and I feel your presence there.
Yes.
I ain't always got to put dick
you
in you.
Better.
I'm just happy.
You didn't prep that properly. Huh? You didn't prep that properly.
That's good. That's
no, that's
good.
How I am. Like,
some dudes are like that. They just want to cuddle and touch you. Just have a woman in
that's
the
it.
Bed.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
makes
yeah.
you sleep better, yo.
Put
it,
a leg on
really
me.
Do.
Then say, take the sheets from me.
Yeah.
That's it. I miss that type of shit, man.
But then, when you have a breakup or something and she's not there and the bed be empty, that should be tight. Yo,
your side of the bed. Your side.
It's different. It's different.
Oh, yeah. I remember
it's
that.
Different.
So what percentage y'all give sex in a relationship to?
I think it, it's definitely more than 50. But it depends on the stage you are in the relationship and also what you're going through. We can't be, right now, we're not on the same page like you over here and I'm over here and all of a sudden sex is still 80%. Like, sex drops all the way down. We're trying to just, at this point, solve our issues and get our problems together and whatever. But if we good, you know, I'm going to need my black back blown out. It's just
you saying when you're mad, you can't. You don't want sex? That's you sign sex?
Because there's more important things. Like, we need to get to the bottom of our issue as to why we're disagreeing.
Sometimes sex could be it. Like, so you could
be
aggravated.
If you go to couples therapy, one of the things that they tell you is stay away from sex when you're going through some stuff because sex clouds your judgment. Sex gives you endorphins. It makes you feel good. And you don't actually get to the root of the issue. You just... you just fucking just pass it off. And that's a lot of people have a lot of lates and issues keep going forward because they be mad for 2 days. Don't exactly deal with the situation, but go fuck and think everything is okay again because we fucking again.
Right.
So, issues not dealt with.
And shit. What about oral? Does that count?
It does count because you get an orgasm.
You get an orgasm.
Oral sex.
I'm just saying.
I wanted to complete the word.
So what would you do if your partner isn't satisfying you? How can you respectfully tell your partner that they aren't satisfying you?
I'm not being satisfied.
I'm telling you.
Straight like that?
I'm telling you.
Women will say that.
They lying.
And then when you tell them that they pussy stink, they're going to break up with you. You understand? So
listen,
it's like
I'd rather you tell me.
Training is a very
that
big
hurts
thing,
if you
right?
say I'm not satisfied. Like you're not satisfying me. That hurts.
Yes,
I think the best thing to do, the most adult thing to do, is to guide them during the process and still make it seem
like they're doing it.
Not only that they're doing it, but not like it's a request, kind of like a
that's
sexual
the first step.
Desire
yeah, that's
in
the first step.
In the process. You understand? And that's the only thing that I say would
but
actually
that's,
work.
But that know? Opens up the person to interpretation and figuring it out. Like, you're basically hoping they figure it out. Or hoping
well,
which how
well,
you position yeah, on
let me,
it.
Let me,
really.
Listen,
let me
put it like
on.
This. Hold on, before you even get into that. Let me let me help you out, because I don't think you're understanding me here. Let me fix my camera. Yeah. So what I'm saying is this. Sex is a master lock, right? It all looked the same. You know what I'm saying? It all looked the same. But it's a different combination to open up each one. So we need to know what's the numbers for your shit. You understand? Because I might be putting in the combination for my last situation, which makes made sense. Her happy, but it might not be making you happy.
That's why you need
so,
the master key.
This is why you gotta guide me. You gotta say 38. 14. You gotta guide me into that. Now, if you give me the combination and I still can't open up the lock, then I'm not the guy. I'm not the guy then. You know what I mean? Because now you got the combination to the lock. There's no secrets here because they all come with a little sticker in the back telling you what the fuck it is. So once they give you that, if you still cannot open up the lock, you still can't open up her fortress to happiness, to satisfaction, to pleasure, to climax. And if you are not that guy, then you are not that guy.
I kind of agree. Black I kind of agree. Because I feel like sex is teachable. So, but if it comes to a point where you're not getting it, like you said, Tanya, then I would be like, well, you're not satisfying me on this. Because most of the time, people are good at one thing and they may not be that good at another thing. Some people, you know what I mean? They could balance it out. But I just feel like if I have to tell you that you're not satisfying me, that shouldn't be a problem. I'm not going to be disrespectful about it. But just being straightforward shouldn't hurt your feelings. Because if you was to tell me that I don't satisfy you, I'm going to ask you, well, what is it that I don't, like, what is it that I'm doing that doesn't satisfy you? That just opens conversation on trying to please you.
What if it's continuous?
And my thing is, like,
every day you tell me I'm not satisfied.
That's wrong.
You know, that's how, wrong. That's how women move, though.
Yo, that's wrong.
Women to throw that shit in your face over and satisfied. Over and over. You know what I mean? You know, as soon as they get mad at you, shut your little dick
little
ass
dick
up.
Little dick ass nigga. I ain't coming years because of you.
See, we have a pro. We have, you know, and this is a real issue. That's why I'm not cracking jokes. I think my camera's off. Is my camera off?
I'm like, we off. But keep going.
No.
Yeah, look like we off.
We on.
We on.
See, you see the blue light around my shit. But, it's,
oh,
you know.
Nope. We went black.
It is off, right? We went black for a little bit.
It says device is not available. Yeah. We didn't black. Touch anything.
Nobody touched anything. Nobody moved anything.
Can they hear us?
I think they can.
Can you hear us?
So let me keep talking, and if needed, I'll bring it back. Yeah, it's definitely black. It's pitch black.
They can hear us if we're still live.
Mm-hmm. We're still live. Give us a second. Give us a second. We're going to get this right. I'm going to preach to y'all in just a second. Cameras are off. Cameras are back on. I see the blue light. The cameras are back on. Okay, so... like I was saying, they can hear us still. So, like I was saying, we have a real issue when it comes to communication. A lot of people don't know how to put feelings into words. You know what I mean? That's a real big transition right there. So a lot of people, they end up being too blunt where the message don't really get across because the disrespect is lingering. You understand? Mm-hmm. Like someone saying, oh, you're not satisfied. I'm not happy with the sex. Like, damn, that's too aggressive. That's too... I'm not catching it now because now it sounds like you disrespecting me. Like as if my sex is broken. Now, I mean, my sex ain't broken. Just tell me I ain't doing the right shit for you.
For
like,
you.
You know what I mean? So you got to figure out a better way to communicate that you're not satisfied and give ideas. You know what I mean? There's two things. There's confrontation and there's carefrontation. Confrontation is just identifying a fucking problem. I say I'm confronting something. This is our issue. The carefrontation is the problem with the solution. You got to give the suggestions on how to fix it. I got two clips for this year.
So my thing is, I believe in, ultimately, if I care about you and I want to keep having sex with you, I want you around, I'm going to tell you there's no... me finessing it and bending it and twisting it. I'll sit down and say, hey, babe, listen, you know, right now, I'm just not satisfied. And I'm not saying it in a way where it's like, nigga, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. It's like, I'm just not satisfied. Maybe I have a different sexual drive or sexual level compared to you. People are at different levels sexually. Maybe you're not on mine. Maybe I'm not on yours. But I'm going to say, listen, babe, I'm not satisfied, you know. You know, I like this. We could do more of this. You could do less of this. And likewise, if he comes to me and says, babe, you know, I don't have sex with you at much because of whatever, whatever. It's nothing to me for me to be offended about. Yes, I'll feel some type of way because I am human. But I'd rather him come to me and say that than go find it outside. It's the lesser of two evils. You could either suck it up, swallow your pride, and listen because your person cares enough to fix the issue with you rather than them being like, in their head, this bitch ain't doing shit. Let me just go find a bitch who already knows me or could just figure me out. Like, you should appreciate your person telling you, I'm not satisfied. You should be happy when that shit happens. Because they could have taken the easy way out.
What if it's something they can't fix? Like size. Like a guy's size.
You know that this from the beginning.
Yeah, well, so you wouldn't, a lot of women think because he's a good guy, I could deal with it. He does everything else. You know what I'm saying? And
I ain't that bitch. Like,
and then, it's women. Don't act like it ain't women like that.
For me to have a whole relationship with a nigga, I know I'm not gonna satisfy. Like, that's setting yourself for failure. Like, nobody is that lonely. Nobody should be that lonely.
Not lonely, but like you said, if it's not 100% of the, what's the name? If it's not 100% of the relationship, and this guy's a really good guy, he does everything you want. He's not doing
everything you want because the sex is not good. Like,
if you want to take everything, includes
sex, my guy.
You said 40%.
It includes sex.
I said I agree.
My thing, in my part of my relationship includes sex. I'm not saying be a perfect sex partner. I'm not saying being the very best I ever had. But we have to have a good compatibility on a sexual level. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna water that down because you bring me lunch and text me good morning. Because no other guy ever texts me good morning every day. You fucking kidding me? The bar is that low? I'm gonna put myself in a relationship with somebody I know is not satisfying me just because I think I'm not gonna get somebody else.
It's not What if he's a really good guy?
It's about,
what if he's a good guy?
Up, you know, you only get, you know, you sex. Ever been to like one of them like parks where you get like a clover leaf with four of the clovers? That's like the Lucky Charms logo and stuff. It's so hard to find them shits. Like, you know what I mean? Most of them usually have three. So I think what Lai is trying to say, if you find a four, if you find a motherfucking Lucky Charms joint with four, like, are you just going to trade that in knowing that most of those are threes out there? Are you going to trade a four in the rarity of having a four?
Yes, if I'm not going to be satisfied. I'm not gonna have something just to say I have it.
I think everybody's teachable, though. In sex.
I said, well, if it's something that's not teachable.
If it's from the beginning, though, and regardless. And if he, all right, so my thing is this. What if his penetration doesn't satisfy you, but everything else that he does do?
It's all about what you're willing to compromise. That's his overall sex. Maybe his size is not what it is, but his overall performance and how he actually satisfies you, and it's not, but it's not the size that is his issue.
If sex but, is that important, that's crazy to me.
No. Listen to me. I am not gonna sit here and act like there's not good men in the world who have good sex with them or who has decent sex with them. I'm not gonna be like, well, I had five shitty boyfriends. you know, and this guy is really good, but his sex is really trash, and I'm gonna subdue my basic human need because I think that's what I'm going back. Okay, to. I'm not gonna find somebody else. I'd rather go back on the market.
Time out for 1 second, right? Based on just what you're saying, just the information you provided, no one else, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, what you're saying is that you're not gonna denounce what you want from a man because the sex is good is not good, so you're not gonna settle for less. You know what I mean? You need sex is too important to not be good in the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. But there's plenty of women, and I mean plenty of women, that just settle for good sex. Dude ain't have nothing else.
No other qualities.
Nothing fucking else.
Sucks to be
just
them.
Just good sex.
Sucks to be them.
It does. But what I'm saying is like, I'm pretty sure if you could offer them the red pill or the blue pill again, they're not going to pick just the good sex. Like because it's so much more to life. You understand? It's so much more to life. So my thing is, if you have a good person that's doing everything else, but the sex is like, we're not saying it's that bad.
But
it's
you just, can't do
you're
that.
You're not being all the way pleased. You know that.
Now you change the parameters of it. You said.
I mean, but that's what bad sex just, is. No. Because you're comparing it to your good sex. So you're not being all the way.
No.
What is bad sex?
No. Bad sex when I'm just not being satisfied, period.
Okay. Bad sex is what?
I'm not being satisfied, period.
But you know that before you even get in a relationship.
Well, I wouldn't get into a relationship. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't even get into a relationship. So. I would try in a dating stage, try. If it's failing, I'm not going to whatever. I'm a patient person. Mm-hmm. And I build my relationships differently from other people. At least now I've learned in retrospect. People build relationships differently. I look for 3 simple things when dating somebody. My preference has 3 things and none of them are physical. Mm-hmm. So when I find those 3 things in somebody and I have decent sex attached to it, I'm going to get into a relationship. And I've had pretty decent relationships so far in my life. I mean, shit went wrong for a few of them. And that was because I had a big hand to play in that. But the people I chose were pretty decent people. I could have if I wanted to. If I was a better person, we could have lasted until now. But it's not like I don't feel nobody.
So let me ask you a question. Did you cheat on any of your exes?
Yes.
So they had the good sex and you still cheated on them?
No, that's what I'm saying. I was a shitty person. You not say I
no,
did
I understand
I
you
say,
was a shitty person. Did I not? I want the audience to understand. They had the good sex that you're recommending. This is a must. You're not settling for less than this. And you still cheated on them.
Okay,
you're
but there
fucking,
was other shit
you,
wrong.
No. Jesus was talking about you in the fucking Bible, y'all. What? That's fucking crazy. That's great. The way she's making
me?
Sex seem, you wouldn't think she would cheat
sex
on you, right?
Sex is talking
am
about
I, am I the only one bullshit here? Could y'all black tell you in the fucking comments?
No.
What the fuck is going on here?
No.
She's still cheating on the guy with the good sex.
Because I was a shitty person.
One shitty, always shitty. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you saying? You still shitty then, motherfucker? What are we talking about? You cheated on the guys with the good sex. That means you
ain't no pleasing you.
Yeah, there's no pleasing you. There's no pleasing you. That's
satisfy it. Yeah. Evil.
That was good.
Take dragon iron.
Yeah, man. That was fucking crazy, man. Tanya's
don't shoot
today.
Your shot if your sex trash. Moving on.
She well, you ain't gonna
you
know
anyway.
Your sex.
She gonna cheat on you
what's
anyway,
good for
brother.
Some? That's a fact. Fucking be Ron Jeremy.
Anyway. She gonna go to one of them little carnivals, the little dog and shit, and on Eastern Parkway, shake one leg like this, and she gonna cheat on you, my G. So you might as well come at her with whatever you got, my guy.
Would you allow your partner to have sex with somebody else?
What?
If you couldn't sexually please them.
So if I. See? You see what the fuck y'all motherfuckers encouraging now? You see what y'all motherfuckers encouraging? I don't do nothing.
What? I'm just asking.
Because sex isn't important. Is that important to y'all? See, I'll answer the phone motherfucking question
no.
over there. So you say everybody's got to be unsatisfied.
No. Then my thing is, if that, like I said, if you're not satisfied, there has to be something. I think sex is teachable. So there has to be something. Will I allow you to have sex with somebody else? No. No. It's not happening.
That's selfish.
Everybody wants one of the 3 things
want.
I look for.
Well, then can I have sex with somebody else then? That if I'm not satisfying you, am I allowed to have sex with somebody else that I might satisfy?
That's it. No.
You see my point.
right. So,
but
I'm the one not
satisfied.
Important,
but if
you're not, right?
All
right. So I'm
if,
not.
If the person's
okay,
not
so
satisfied,
if,
that's the one. That's the person.
Yeah. So if they're not satisfied, if you're not satisfied,
but you satisfied.
I'm satisfied, right? You satisfied? You not satisfied? I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
But you're saying so since you're not satisfying me, I could go have sex with somebody else. But if I'm trying to satisfy you and I'm not satisfying you, and you can have sex with somebody else, then why can't I go have sex with somebody else? Because
you satisfied.
I'm satisfied, but you're not. So
that's
what
you
ain't
got nothing to do with me.
But my ego wants
you
to satisfied.
Sex is not important.
Yeah.
No, listen.
I want y'all to understand
question.
What the fuck
crazy.
So, no. Stop it. You got to understand what this is.
Sex isn't important. But
Tanya is getting the sex that she wants and still cheating, and Danny want to fuck multiple people because she's satisfying everybody. Your sex is crazy. I don't want to say we got some in the building, but Christmas is this week. Is
my thing is, if you can have sex, if you can have sex with somebody else, what you're telling me is what's good for you is good for me because this
that's
is a relationship.
Not, that's
it's a
not
partner-
telling
it's
you.
It's a partnership. It's a partnership.
That's
so
bad.
That's
bad morals.
So
that's
do we
bad
have
morals.
Sex with somebody else?
I don't like where your morals is going.
So then we have sex with somebody together.
Like
that's how that works.
You the type that if somebody cheating, you cheating too.
No, that's I am.
I
am not that type
of like if you
can
go have sex with somebody else.
No, but I am the type of person to let you know that if you can cheat, I can. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to. But if you're allowing this in a relationship, no, I'm not.
That's you just asked the question about the other
she
part.
She cheats, but she's not a cheater.
Question.
Oh, she
cheats. She's not a cheater.
I asked the question. You asked, could you go and cheat? Could the
not
other
cheat,
person go
I said
and,
give permission.
Could would you let the other person have sex
if
with somebody else?
The girl,
and
yes,
I said no. And I said no.
Satisfied.
Well, have you ever been not satisfied by a woman?
Yes.
Then what did you do?
Did you pursue a relationship?
I taught her.
You taught her. That's good. Fuck out of here.
Professor La. That's
I had to teach her. You know, it was about love. Sex is not that important to me.
All
anyway.
True, y'all motherfuckers just lying. Sex is not that important, but
there's no fun.
My thing is,
the deeper you get,
you like sex, you like sex.
I like communication.
I like sex. I need you to stop. I need you to stop today.
I like communication.
I need you to stop.
See, people don't understand men. Men want a peace of mind.
I see.
If men want a peace of mind.
It's
if
the men
I
doing all the work anyway, sexually.
I'm not.
What?
I work. Do
how,
a double.
The men
are
doing
come
all
on,
the
jump
work
on top of you and work some more.
Yeah,
no, that's
but what if she want to jump on top of you?
That. Nah, that's more work. That's
tough. How? You don't have to move.
That's just
most
talk.
Women are lazy.
Let's just talk.
Yeah, I'm not
most
about this
lazy.
Sexy stuff.
Yeah,
lazy, asthma, bad knees. You know how that shit go.
Knees hurt.
Cracking.
All kind of shit. Yeah,
knees cracking. You never play no type of sport.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of shit going on. They'd be having ace bandages on and shit. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I got water in my knee. How the fuck you got water in your
knee? I don't know what's happening.
Dudes appreciate communication. I think women look down on it. They think we're joking, but we're being honest.
We actually
men
want
a piece of fucking mind. If you could be. Ladies, I'm gonna give it away. Merry Christmas. All right?
That's it.
If you
give
can
it to
be
him.
His piece of
Christmas.
Fucking mind, he's gonna stay with you. He's not gonna break up with you. And hey, look at it like this. When it comes to cheating, he'll second guess it. Not saying he won't
triple guess it.
He'll second guess it because you're a peace of mind.
Facts.
You're a headache. You're unsubmissive. You argumentative. Confrontation instead of carefrontation. He's gonna be out there. You know what I mean? He's gonna be out there. Black success is just helping you out.
That's a
Christmas.
New word y'all better
know.
Carefrontation.
Oh, carefrontation.
Carefrontation.
I am inclined to agree.
Thank you.
Hello?
Stop. Be a man's peace.
Hello.
What they say? Be his peace.
Be his peace and suck his dick.
Oh man.
Look, well.
Look. We already know. We get it. We get it, Tanya. We understand.
Ain't no satisfying
you're
her.
With the shits. No satisfying her. Like, this girl is crazy, man.
Be his peace and suck his dick. I'm just here. I'm just letting the people know.
Amen.
I think you're going to be his.
There's a lot going on today.
I don't know what's
There's a
happening.
Lot going on. I'm keeping my peace. LeBron play later. I'm
just
going to say that. Yeah, LeBron play at 9:30.
Who they play?
I don't know. I know he play at 9:30, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to talk about some more sex shit?
I mean, just got to be easy, man. Control your shit, man. Stop having bad pussy management. And bad pain management. You know what I mean? Manage your situation. You understand? And that's it. You know what I mean? If your sex the fucking bomb, it should be getting treated like that. You know what I mean? Because if niggas got the bomb sex to be with Tanya and still getting cheated on something, the game ain't right.
That shit's fucked up.
The game ain't right. You come with the package and still get cheated on.
Cookie, call me.
Yeah, the good. I mean,
he cheated first.
Hello,
you know, he cheated first.
Cause he cheated on you first.
No,
let's address that real quick.
Why is that? Why do women do that shit?
What? I don't talk about women. I'm talking about me. I go neck for neck. If you cheat, I'm gonna cheat back. Unfortunately, I'm not that mature.
Not all women act like that.
Most women do.
I'm like
80%.
If he cheats, I cheat back. I'm not like that.
Wow.
Me?
I feel like why that's too easy.
Dick, because what does his dick going to do? Like, what's,
because I want him to feel how I feel. That's the one thing I haven't matured in yet.
So you going to be a hoe because he a hoe?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Me, I just feel like... I just feel like that's not like honesty. That's not good.
Nobody's supposed to change your moral fiber. That's too easy to me. Nobody's supposed to change your moral fiber, though.
Not at all. Uh-huh. You got to live with that. If you cheat on me, you got to live with that because I didn't do anything to you.
You just said that was good for the goose, good for the game. You're a cheater too.
No, I asked you a question.
She cheats, but she's not a cheater.
Let's just be clear. I cheated and I wanted to hurt feelings. That's why I cheated. That's why I cheated too. I didn't want to be in a relationship and they didn't want to let me go. So I cheated.
What do you mean they didn't want to let you go?
They didn't want to get out the relationship.
So you couldn't leave? They were holding your feet, Danny? They were holding your feet?
No.
So somebody physically kept you in a relationship.
Yeah, it wasn't attached.
So no,
there,
he kept you there. So he didn't want you to go. So you couldn't be like, it's over and let him figure it out.
It
wasn't that.
I mean, so if that's the case,
you wasn't married. Like,
it was done.
Hold you hostage.
You lived together. So move the fuck out.
Break up is a text message.
You moved out, but if you moved out and you say you're over, you're over. So if you say you still together, you cheated. You didn't technically shit.
I mean, not to tell my business, but I mean. Yeah. At the end of the day, I didn't want it, and I was moving on.
At the end of the day, you still cheated.
That's a fact.
It's fine. I didn't beg for forgiveness either.
We got the cheaters on this side of the table.
You see that?
You know the fake.
But regardless, I just feel like doing what you do to me, doing what you did to me, like doing what you did to me to you is corny.
Yo, we're still doing the show, y'all.
Yeah, what's happening? But yeah, I think that's just the easy road. I'd rather you live.
What's the easy
with
road? Cheating?
Like no, the road you took?
Or you doing what you did to me? Listen, like I said, I wanted you to find out. So regardless, I ain't do it. I didn't do it as a mistake.
You didn't do it on video and send it to
him.
So you ain't
I know exactly what I wanted to do. Like
everybody
at the end of the day, I was
do.
Moving on. Bottom line.
So you could have just moved on without cheating. At the end of the day, you look like a cheater too. So it looked like he didn't lose a good.
What you mean she looked like a cheater?
I guess.
Cheaters have a look.
Yes, like you.
I look when
you
cheater.
Look,
you ever
cheated? No,
you've definitely
black men don't
cheat.
Black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat
at all.
That's cheating on that side.
Hello.
Women cheat way more than men. We already.
Oh gosh, now we gotta do this.
No, I just had a
I'd rather you deal with the guilt.
No. One of my boys and women do cheat more than men. And you know why they get away with it? It's not because y'all smarter than
that.
It's because men will look like a bitch telling on a woman that he fucking them. Like they telling their man, they telling her
and y'all
your
don't
boyfriend.
Pay attention.
It's not about that. No, it's not about that. A man can't blow you up and look cool, but a woman could blow a man up. You understand what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Man, that's why y'all don't get caught cheating. A man could hold it down and be like, all right, just so you know you fucking. Not because y'all so good at fucking cheating.
Because they're not.
Yeah, it's the not. Man values having sex with you.
That was always weird to me. Like women want to be like
the women cheat
master
more.
Cheaters, but haven't mastered being in a relationship. Like how could you? How you master the wrong shit? How did you master the wrong shit?
That's
like
what they
master
do.
Just the cheating portion and not how to keep a man and how to get your preference to come and knock on your door. Like it's kind of weird.
Master how to find the cheating.
For clarity, I only cheated on one of my
boyfriends. Master how to cook enough.
Yeah, you turn into DOI and shit.
Like
the
one person ever.
This shit is crazy.
Just for clarity, I only cheated on one of my boyfriends.
Yeah, whatever. What the fuck you talking about?
That's a lot. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Whatever.
That's a lot.
That's a fact.
Let's talk about Christmas, man.
Oh, God.
What's the best gift you ever got? What's the best gift you ever gave?
Ooh.
Christmas. Don't do this to me.
Why?
I don't fucking know.
Got the silky do-rag.
I just cut my hair a few years ago.
The best gift I ever got on Christmas was love. The best gift I ever gave was love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so what gives you got daddy? So what gives you got daddy?
Put the smooth voice on.
I got a few gifts for Christmas.
Could have been a childhood gift. What's your most memorable gift? Put it like that.
Getting my Barbie folding funhouse. That's nice. Folding. My Super Nintendo.
Okay. Huh? I think I got a Genesis. That was like the most memorable one. Because we wasn't expecting no gifts and we woke up and got shit.
My dad came.
I got a fucking Hess truck once.
A Hess, the yellow one,
the
dump
truck, the white, year. The white with the green.
Oh, the Hess truck.
I used to have to buy my one of those every year. Every year I had to buy the new Hess truck.
The Hess truck was dope, son. That's a fact. My mom got me that.
I don't know the best.
I don't know why boys love them things.
What trucks?
Like those Hess trucks. Because my little brother, he started it, and then my son wanted one every year, so I have to get him a Hess truck every year, the new ones that come out.
It should
have
been out since, like...
Yeah, it's just forever. Time, I don't know, it's ain't never... Damn, you got a memorable gift or anything?
My gift I got last Christmas from my cookie. The reason I don't like Christmases and birthdays because usually...
What was the gift,
let me build my fucking story, because y'all niggas had trash ass gifts. Let me talk! Let me be great!
Go.
So usually, I don't usually get birthday gifts and Christmas gifts. Just kind of how I just grew up and just
Jehovah's Witness
coming around. No, I was just ain't had money. But so I just got accustomed to just not receiving anything. I was never a person to really want anything around Christmas. I'm not a demanding person. I don't have a long list. I don't have wish lists. So, it was coming into the end of the year when I started Bad Girl Thing. And I was doing the videos and the pictures. And I was buying my lights and putting my studio together. He asked what I wanted for Christmas. And I was sending him just stuff for my studio, like my in-house studio. I currently have one. So I sent him a whole bunch of stuff on Amazon, what to put together and whatever. And during that time, I remember now in retrospect, he had asked me, like, why don't you do a YouTube channel? And I'm like, nah, I'm not ready for it. Plus, I got to go buy a camera, whatever. So... Fast forward to Christmas Day, the day before Christmas, he came and he brought everything I sent him on the list, and he brought it to the house, his studio. I was excited as shit because I had my studio. I was so satisfied. And then Christmas Day, I woke up and he had this package or whatever, and I opened it, and it was like 6 buttons of math equations on them. If you don't know, I'm a math enthusiast. I'm a math fanatic. So I was excited as shit. It had Einstein's, whatever. And I'm excited as... These bitches didn't tell me anything. But I'm excited as hell about my buttons. So he's like, we're going to his mom's house for... He's like, let's go to my mom's house for Peppa Pot, because I'm Guyanese. Like, I'm a Peppa Pot. So I had my studio. I had my math buttons because I'm a geek. And I was getting my Peppa Pot. So I'm sitting there with his mom talking. And he comes out of the room. He puts 2 bags on the table. One was for him. And then so I'm sitting looking in the back like, what the fuck is this? He's like, that's yours. So I open it, and it's my camera. The whole setup, the whole shebang, my whole professional camera.
So I was like, oh, wow.
So that was the last thing to finish. For me, that was my most memorable gift, because it was something I genuinely wanted, and it's something that was going to help me towards my business, and I use it today. So that was nice.
Next time, just say you got a camera.
Fuck out of here. You need a backstory.
Long
you need a
motherfucking story.
You need the backstory, bitches. You need the fucking backstory.
What you had for breakfast that day. Man, this nigga had a fucking camera, man.
Because a bitch wasn't expecting her camera, okay? Damn, some niggas don't even invest in bitches. I got everything for my studio.
You cheat on Cookie, we gonna roast you. Don't let me ever catch you. I'm recording you. I'm snitching. So any woman I catch cheating, I'm snitching now. Fuck it. Y'all ain't looking like the illest cheaters no more. I'm protesting. Black men don't cheat, and we catching these women.
That's a fact.
Is it wrong to tell kids there's no Santa?
No.
I tried to 1 year, and my son cried before I could tell him.
He cried? How old was he?
He was like 6, 7. And I was like, I got something to tell you. We was talking about something, and I was like, I got something to tell you. He was like, no. Like, he dead broke down. He wouldn't even let me get it out. I mean, I laughed, which is... wrong, but
I'm an evil parent. Kids. I laugh at that little motherfucker.
I pick at my kids all the time, but I don't think it's wrong. I think that you should keep the imagination going for a little while, though.
Ain't no Santa, ain't no Tooth Fairy, ain't none of them motherfuckers. It's all mommy and daddy in this bitch.
When they see those gifts,
I'm okay.
They're all excited.
I think that's wrong, man.
Listen, I'm not removing Santa from Christmas. Like, Santa's a part of Christmas. He's a figure there. You know, you go in his lap, you ask for gifts and shit. Right, Santa Liz, but just know it's my card that's swiping, bitch. Like, we're not doing this.
No,
ain't no nigga coming and drinking cookies. Like, I'm not going to do the whole... I'm not going to do the whole... First of all, we black. How many of y'all got fireplaces in y'all house? This shit just doesn't make sense. Like, Santa's not for the ghetto. There's a whole song.
Ain't no
Santa
chimney.
Claus, why don't you come to the ghetto?
My mother told me...
You got a chimney?
When I was younger...
You got a chimney?
My mother... I lived on the sixth floor. And my mother told me that he comes down. He lands on
the fire escape?
No. And he comes down from the roof. I literally was waiting for Santa all night. I went to sleep, but when I was younger, my mother would hide the gifts, and then when I wake up, the gifts would be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, how does Santa get here? You know what I mean? We live in the projects. Like, how does Santa get here?
I'm going to sit down with my Santa hat on Christmas Day.
A centerator. He came through the
center. You can believe in Santa. You can believe.
A little bit.
Santa was a part of my entire life.
No, you know what it is? Kids figure it out on their own.
They do.
You understand? Yeah.
It's like they figure out the tooth fairy ain't real.
Like the same way women or men believe that their preference one day is going to appear. Kids need that same belief in Santa. They need to believe that the gifts
keep believing in that nigga, right?
Yeah, keep believing in the nigga. Let them have an imagination. Stop taking away kids' childhood, because I feel like that's where people make kids turn adults too fast. Now they all of a sudden turning down dinner like, I don't want to have macaroni and cheese for the night. I want to have... You're not an adult, nigga. You can't
My whole life...
You understand that?
My whole life, like, Christmas is family for me. Like, Christmas is family. Time is the food, is the gifts, is the sharing or whatever. Like, Santa was never... It wasn't like... Santa doesn't exist. Santa's so evil. It's all me. But we just knew it was our parents buying shit. It was, and there's nothing wrong with kids knowing that their parents are buying shit. Cause why? We had a merit system in our house. Like, you do good in school, you achieve certain things, you're gonna get whatever you want for Christmas, plus whatever we're gonna get you anyway. So we went to the mall. We took the pictures with the motherfucker. We sat down. Oh, we went to see Santa. We get the gifts and whatever, the free shit. But Christmas, when it came down to it was just, we knew it was our parents. And there's nothing wrong with knowing it's your parents. Nothing wrong with that shit.
Nothing wrong with it, but let them figure it out on their own.
Figure it out. Ain't no, there's Santa, but we're going to go to the store. My father took me to half of my Christmas life. He took us to the store. We chose whatever we wanted. And then he would also buy us some extra stuff. So, like, we just knew it was him. It wasn't...
You know, if that's the case, then...
And then we still got free ass gifts.
You can't take the kids to church. You can't take them to church so they don't believe in Jesus.
We don't go to church either.
Oh,
I got another one. I got three clips this week. You know what I mean? But that's my thing. Kids got to believe. If they believe that there's a higher power, that if they do wrong, that there's a hell and heaven and all this, you're going to have them pray every night and all this. They got to believe in Jesus. They got to believe in Santa. They got to believe in Jesus. They got to believe it. And let them filter out as they get older, as they become adults, as they start becoming independent, what they want to keep and what they want to let go.
It's a little different when you live in the ghetto.
Why?
I lived in the projects. Why? And I believe in Santa.
It's different. That's nice.
I'm from the ghetto.
Maybe had a difference.
They
I'm
know
from
me.
The ghetto too.
They call me ghetto black.
I'm from a ghetto in a whole different country. It's different when it's different when you telling your friends this, telling your kids this, Santa in your house, we go next door and your friends are hungry, your friends ain't got gifts and shit. Why the fuck Santa skipped them and they were good kids? Like, that's another reason why. As much as that's another reason why we just couldn't believe in it, because it was never uniform. There was, you had to put some amount of reality
but
into it.
But even if you lived in a house, your next door neighbor might still be hungry. That mortgage might not be.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's the same shit. I grew up in a Caribbean ghetto. I'm not saying my parents is like, it's us buying, it's not Santa. It's like, we had the whole shebang. But from pretty young, we knew it was our parents. So it wasn't like they were forcing down our throats. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could have Santa, but it's us at the end of the day.
So when you have a child, like, when they, like, two, you're just going to be like, nah,
if
listen,
they think
it's not mommy and daddy.
Like you guys said, they'll figure it out, but if you grow up in the ghetto, I'm not going to tell them shit. My parents never tell me there's no Santa Claus. I just knew.
What if Nico wants his kids to believe that there's Santa?
My boyfriend will not want his kids to believe it's Santa Claus. For
somebody,
a fact.
Somebody says Santa is not in the Bible. Motherfucker, the Bible is man written. What's wrong with you? You really think Jesus wrote? You think Jesus wrote that? You think Jesus wrote the Bible? Like, get the Halloween is not in it either. But you take your kids trick or treating. I'm waiting for you.
Stupid.
Fuck out of here, man. Valentine's ain't in the Bible neither, but you want something on the 14th. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Let's talk about it. Uh-huh. Let's talk about it. Yo, that got to be his own show, and fucking Rodman got to come up with it, dog. What? We got to have a show about all these shit versus the Bible, yo.
He ready. Believe he ready to bring holy to the water.
Belief is belief, man.
He ready
man.
To bring holy to the water.
Yeah, we got
to
do that.
He'll good debate. He'll put that Bible up against anything.
That's a fact. Definitely
nah, he put that he put that Bible up against anything, man.
That's a fact.
They trying to fight you.
You in a relationship? Who black, right?
I'm gonna be in the comments later. We gonna go at it, y'all.
Look, you in a relationship, right? Is it cool to ask your boyfriend or girlfriend for a gift that you can't afford, and you can't return a gift back of equal value?
Chris is wrong.
Wait, what happened? Say that again.
Like. Let me give an example, right?
This was good.
Like,
I understand.
We in a relationship, and I'm like, oh, babe, can you buy me this 70-inch TV? It's $5,000, whatever. Okay. Like, I know I can't afford it, right? I'm trying to put you on a mission to get it. But knowing I can't give you a gift of that same value, is that right or wrong?
That's it's 100% wrong.
I just look at things differently. Fuck.
So you want somebody to buy something you can't afford?
No, what I'm
saying. Yes, she do.
Yes.
The answer is yes. But, no, stop no, dancing.
I want somebody to buy shit that I don't want to buy. Like, it'd be shit like that. Like, I ask for electronics during Christmas time because I don't like buying electronics.
But generally, you could afford it if you wanted to buy it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
I mean, do I think that is wrong? The person could literally say no.
That's evil as fuck.
But the person could literally say no.
That's evil.
What you mean, say
acts.
No?
The fact that you had that thought process is evil.
Like, you can't afford this.
That's kind of like being in a relationship with somebody, and you decide together that you're going to get a car. You know this guy's budget is hoopy. You understand? But you tell him, I'm only driving in a fucking Lexus. I love Lexus.
It's
like the same thing. You're doing what you wouldn't do. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Basically. You're doing what you wouldn't do.
That's fucking corny. So for you to even fix your lips, even if they could say no, for you to fix your lips and even think that you should have even told me that, hey, can you get me something that you know I can't get for myself and I ain't getting you nothing of that value? That's fucking retarded. Wow. That's crazy.
I wouldn't ask for something that I know you can't afford.
If women do it all the time.
No, it's not about him not. It's not about him not affording it. It's not about him not. That's not the question.
I'm saying you can't afford it.
Hold on, she got the question.
I probably wouldn't ask that either.
The question is, you can't afford it. He could afford it. That's why you're asking him, because he can afford it.
Yeah, you can afford it.
The thing is, you can't afford it, and you can't afford to get him something
equal value.
So you know your gift is gonna be less than.
Is it wrong?
Yeah, is it wrong? Do you think it's wrong?
Like, you asking for a Louis bag, and then Christmas, you're going to wrap up some socks for me.
I would say it's wrong.
Like, some polo socks. Like,
I would
we
say
exchange
that
your gifts.
It's wrong, but it's been going on since the
beginning of time. Your analogy,
it happened
wrong.
On Christmas. It happens on Valentine's Day. It happens on Father's Day.
Facts. Men don't get
all the fucking time. All year round, it fucking
so
happens.
So, if that happens, are you saying that they actually get it, or that they don't? Got
women get
it.
Women get better gifts.
I don't know.
Women get better gifts on Christmas.
I don't really agree. Maybe because
women get better gifts on Christmas. Women get better gifts on Christmas. Women get better gifts for their birthday.
You get better women gifts get on better Christmas, gifts. Or you go out your way to make sure that cookie is good.
That's me personally.
You personally, right? But you're a woman, right? So
what
I don't think
last year?
I don't think I know she bought him a drone one time, like
randomly he got a drone.
Like, but
he
what I'm saying is not all women are like that. Some women will go above
majority
and beyond
of women
to make
get
sure
better
that
Christmas
they're,
gifts.
They're
majority of women get better
happy.
Birthday gifts. Majority of women get a one-sided Valentine's Day gift. Majority of women, men go out their way
and
for Mother's Day.
But
for,
you know what's crazy?
For Mother's Day, men go out their fucking way. For Father's Day, Father's Day, I was with just a whole bunch of fathers. Barbecuing our day. We was barbecuing our own shit. I went tight in them in Nazareth. We barbecuing our own shit. Fathers feeding fathers. There was no women catering to it. It wasn't even
fathers
no traffic.
Feeding fathers.
I got 15 minutes.
Ain't no Father's Day traffic.
Ain't no traffic. Like, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
There's some truth to what he's saying. Like, but there really is. Like, I've seen it happen. Like, not like I said, not everybody has that in them where they care enough to put extra effort and extra thought into what they're getting. And it's different when, if you're somebody who can't afford something, that's a whole different demon from you being able to afford something and then still choosing not to get somebody something. Mm-hmm. You know? But then on the flip side, there are men who don't like women doing certain things for them because they don't like the idea of a woman being able to say, I did this, or I bought you this, or I got you this. There are a lot of men who also give pushback on that also. I've seen it happen. It's happened to me. I've brought the conversation up. It's happened to other women too.
Pushback on a gift?
Yes. There are men who really just don't want a woman to ever get him something of extrinsic value. So when they, like, let's say we break up and I had bought you a Rolex. We all know it's a really good gift or whatever. There's some men who just won't even want that Rolex just because they don't want a woman to say, like, oh, if it wasn't for me, that nigga won't have his Rolex on his hand. There's some men who just really don't want that. So they don't even fight up to even request a gift or even want a gift or expect a gift because they don't want that. And I've seen that shit happen so many times, too.
So let me ask, when getting a gift, is it more of a money value or is it more of a thought that counts with y'all?
Both.
The money goes into the thought. Both. Like, you can give somebody something meaningful and then you can give somebody something of value monetarily and it's still meaningful. There's people, how should I say this? I'm struggling to put this together in my head. Like, if I care about you, I'm going to get you something proper. Mm-hmm. Point blank. There's some people who will care about you, but they'll just buy you some socks just to say, well, at least I got you something. Mm-hmm. No thought, no nothing going into it. Then there's some things that are priceless. You really can't put a price on it. You know, I put together maybe a surprise party for you. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different demon from me actually buying you a sizable, valuable gift, tangible item to give to you. And I don't think you should half-ass those items either. You know,
I think women set the tone. Like, if I ask you what you want, right, for Christmas, and you say something like, oh, I want a Birkin or something, that means if I go out my way to get that, I better have something equal value coming my way, too.
Yeah. I can't just give you back a wallet.
But majority of the time, you won't.
You won't get
you
that.
Won't.
80, you might. 89%.
You might get some Tims. You might get a little pair of Uptowns.
A wallet.
That. And that's about it. She's going to back you up right there. She's going to stop you at $500.
Get a Coach wallet.
Yeah. And pack you up right there, honestly. And most of the time, based on what Tanya is saying, yeah, people are scared of because women do throw it back in your face.
Yep.
If they do anything that they would want a man to fucking do, oh, get me a Louis bag, get me a da-da-da-da-da, and men would do it. Men get in the Louis bags, men get in the whatever,
no problem,
men
they
get
don't say
the
nothing.
Trips, the whatever, mm-hmm. whatever, whatever. Nothing. Men never yes, throw that. Do. Men never put that shit back out there.
Look at all the posts. Look at all the posts where we talk about people talk about their past relationships. Look at how the women list all the things they do for their men.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Look at all, like, just look at the list. Like,
I fixed his resume.
We need to talk about that.
We don't.
Me personally, me. I mean, me 5 years ago would have done it. Me now, as far me 5 years ago would have listed. Me now, if I'm with you, I want the best for you. So what I'm giving you while we're together is something that you deserve because I want the best for you while we're together. So anything I do for you, everything I do for you is for you. So I don't get no extra credit for doing things for my man while we're together. That's why I would never list things that I've done.
I never listed things because I do it out of the kindness of my heart if I do anything.
Watch the comments. It comes in black and white. Watch people say, oh, I did this for this nigga, that's for the nigga, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and he still played me. All right, I'm sad it's bad you got played, but what you were doing was for him at that point in time out of love.
And he probably ain't play you.
But are you doing it? Are you doing it out of love or are you doing it for recognition?
That's why they're listing it.
If you're listing it, did you?
People will tell you they're doing it out of love, but keep it in their back pocket just in case y'all break up to shit on you.
But you know, sometimes you guys, women...
Women
also show them signs throughout the relationship.
That's
through,
very
like,
true.
Arguments and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's why men don't be
wanting
them
remember shit.
They see how you play it when you're mm-hmm. angry, when you and you start mm-hmm. saying funny shit in front of people. And
if it wasn't
shit.
For me,
and men like... don't men don't do that. Men don't like that shit. I know I don't play them games. You know what I mean? That's why I make sure I'm good.
But throwing it back in your face type shit.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It shouldn't be.
How could you? you wasn't really in love. You wanted to be in control. And once you lost control of the person, now it's like, oh, fuck everything now. Now I gotta let the cat out the bag. No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Like, you know what I mean? If you did it because of love, then leave it alone. But most people aren't in love. They want to be in control mm-hmm. of a situation, in control of a person. Mm-hmm. And they want to control the outcome of what it is. You don't know if someone's staying. Mm-hmm. Fiance, wife, girlfriend, don't matter. You don't know if someone's staying. Mm-hmm. My nigga, people change mm-hmm. their mind and do opposite shit every fucking day. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, whatever you do, it got to be because you love that person. If you're operating off of love. Mm-hmm. And if you're not operating off of love, you shouldn't be operating. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of people get it fucked up. My fourth clip.
I remember when I brought it up to the up in the group like yesterday when I was asking about, you know why if I've literally never said I don't need a man for shit because I don't believe in saying that shit because you're supposed to be an adult. You know, why is it that sometimes I get treated by men like if I actually said it or if I behave like that? You know, what is it about somebody being together with themselves that could be possibly intimidating, and it was left alone. I think it was left alone for two reasons. The men are afraid to say, I don't want a woman who's going to have shit on me. And the women are afraid to say, well, I don't want to ever have a man for shit because I have my own shit. It's like there was a divide. I was not surprised that Pulse was left the fuck alone.
But, real quick before we get out of here, the reason why is because, the way it seemed like Danny was saying earlier about breaking up and someone not letting her go, but she was living with someone. So take that and not include her, but take that scenario, right? Imagine breaking up with somebody that you live with, but that person's paying all the bills. How could you break up? Where you gonna live? Where you gonna go? You understand? So when you become dependent in your relationship, which is what most women want, because most women claim to be old-fashioned and the men's supposed to provide and da-da-da-da-da-da. So how are you going to stay above water? You understand? So most of those relationships, you're never going to know the truth because you need this person in order for your shelter, in order to get to the supermarket, in order for vacation, to eat every day. You need this person. That's why most relationships, the only way it's going to be real is when you got your thing going on, she got her thing going on, y'all can survive alone already. Mm-hmm. Yep. You are already surviving alone, mm-hmm. and you come together. Because that's when it's real, because nigga, I could walk away any fucking day, I'ma be okay. I got a good job, my checks come in every 2 weeks, MCU account lit. Like, when it's like that, and you still together and you working it out, that's when it's real. See, people want to come in with nothing. People want to come in with nothing and ask for somebody to have everything and say, oh, we're going to work this out. Of course you're going to be submissive. Of course you're going to listen. You have nothing. You have nothing. Of course you are going to be as obedient as possible. But as soon as you get your shit up, fifth clip. That was it, Lyle. You can wrap this shit up.
It's over. Show's over, y'all.
Wrap this shit up after that one. That was it.
It's over, y'all. Throw y'all shout outs out, yo.
Tanya, this is like.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in today. I mean, I don't really have any shout outs, so just follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy, and you'll see me in the comments later.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in today. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting me. Again, I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you for supporting Bot Gyal Ting. Christmas sale is over, but we'll be back in the new year, rebranded, refreshed, new products, new ways to shop, new ways to pick up. You know, just look forward to it. But thank you guys again. Shout out to my cookie, Level Up Wash. He had a long day at work today, but looking forward to Christmas with him. 347-356-4855. Get your washes after Christmas. Don't call him tomorrow. Do not call him Christmas Day. Boxing Day-ish, you'll probably get him. Shout out everybody watching the show, the technical team, everybody who's been supporting. I'll be in the comments later myself. I am _BadGyalTanya on Instagram. My stories be lit. Y'all gotta follow me. That's where all the mixy should be in my fucking Insta stories. See y'all next week.
Our story's not lit. Handsome 15 Instagram, Craven Moorhead Facebook. brownholywaterpodcast.com. Go get your hoodies, your shirts, hats, all that good shit. And thank you for pulling up. Just like, share. Merry Christmas. Everybody be safe out there. You know, I'm be alone, so somebody can send me an invitation over the house so I can get some food. I'm tired of eating oodles and noodles and stuff, but the struggle. Yeah, the struggle's real, man. But see y'all next week.
All right. So next week we're gonna have possibly have a featured guest, reggae artist, Future Fambo. He sang the song "I'm Drinking Rum and Red Bull." You know what I mean? He got a heavy accent and all that. He gonna be in the building. And my schedule for this week is pretty lit. I know a lot of people is like, "What's up with Black? He ain't really talking too much." I'm booked. You know, I don't got no booking info, but I'm booked and busy.
You know,
I got booked and busy for real. You know what I mean? So Friday, DJ Drewski, High 97 got a big concert going on at Highline Ballroom in the city. Dream Doll is gonna be in the building. Hood Celebrity gonna be in the building, performing. G4 Boys, Little TJ. The homie from the hood, Low Key Goon, he's gonna be in the building, hosted by yours truly, Black Success. Shout out to my man Mex3 Media. Saturday, I'll be hosting GQ birthday party in Queens at Amadeus, I believe the name of the club is. We'll be there. That's gonna be lit. My man GQ, that's the bro, doing big business. And then for New Year's Eve, I'm going to be at Milk River. It's going to be crazy. If you're a little bougie, you want to wear heels and shit, this ain't the party for you. That's it. And then my birthday party is going to slowly come up. Of course, we're going to try to get something in there, although Lai don't want to do a party this year. We're going to try to get something in there for him and Tanya for us to celebrate, maybe some karaoke, some bowling, something. We'll figure it out, maybe some pool. And then we'll get ready for the gala. Black Success, Friday, March 8th. Y'all already know what it is. It's going to be serious. Rooftop, dropping a flyer and all that. Take a link next week. Black Success is my name. You can play the video now. I'm beautiful. I'm handsome. I am who you
play
wish
the video
you were.
Now. Let's now.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie,